Hello and welcome to Under the Service number 295 on Rockaroo NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour, so creeping ever closer to 300. I'm really happy to get my thinking cap on for that. But tonight we have on some occultation, some machine head, some dark star. But to kick things off, here's Slayer with Silent Scream. kicking things off in beautiful thrashing styler with Slayer with a classic Silent Scream, South of Heaven from 1988, followed swiftly by not so well known Acrophate with Corrupt Minds from the album of the same name from 1989. Great stuff, the old thrash stuff, just been on a real buzz with it recently. Not a great fan of the newer thrash, but the old stuff still does hold a special place in my heart. So on for a wee bit of a Tull influence kind of doom, alt rock, whatever you want to call it. And first up, Blood Ceremony. Haven't played these guys in a long time. And this is from their 2011 album, Living with the Ancients. And the track is The Great God Pan. We'll be right back. Falling Blood Ceremony. That was Occultation. Hard to say that actually. With Laughter in the Halls of Madness from Silence in the Ancestral House from 2014. Another female fronted sort of cult doom band. They're unfortunately split up, and that album's really good. If you can get your hands on it, it's turned up quite regular on sort of for sale lists and things, so keep an eye out for it. Okay, let's keep it doom and let's get heavy with Leaf Edling from Candlemass. Here's the two for one deal. Kicking off with his side project, The Doomsday Kingdom, with the track The Never Machine from the album The Doomsday Kingdom from 2017. part two there, that was Candlemas with Black Dwarf from the album Candlemas from 2005. That was when Messiah came back to the band briefly for, I think it was one album. Then it was Rob Lowe, and then there was another bloke, can't even remember his name, and then the original singer came back. Just can't keep up. They just have no continuity with singers, Candlemas, but they're a great band all the same. So I've been on a bit of a 70s buzz this week. It's been a notion, it's what I call a notions week. Just been taking me notions for a couple of hours here and there. But I took a notion for the old 70s rock. So first up is the Pink Fairies with Do It from Never Never Land. This featured at one time Larry Wallace and Lucas Fox, who went on to form Motorhead with Lemmy, of course, in 1975. But this one's called Do It from 1972. Thank you. think Ferry's first up there, that was from the Ladbroke Grove sort of scene with Hawkwind and lots of other notables were from there. It was a bit of a free love and hippie thing going on in the early 70s. Full Nut, we flew the whole way across the world to Australia for Buffalo with a track called Sunrise Come My Way from an album called Volcanic Rock from 1973, and that featured Peter Wells, who went on to form Rose Tattoo a few years later. So a bit of a... And the vocalist, he's actually playing in a band now with Mark Evans, I was reading, original DC bass player, so there you go. But seemed to be quite intertwined, the Australian bands back in the day. So next up, a cover version. I like to throw in a cover version. And this is one I had never heard of before, but it's interesting all the same. Overkill doing Under the Blade from the Twisted Forever, the tribute to Twisted Sister.
Switch doctors of mine, nowhere to run, everywhere you're fine. You can't escape from the bed you made. When your time has come, you'll accept the...
Let's go! Pretends it's a long mind. When the night comes in.
following Overkill, that was Machine Head with Beautiful Morning from The Blackening from 2007. Wouldn't have pegged off for so long ago, but it was really the last good album Machine Head done. Their albums just kind of just all sound the same nowadays, and live they're still pretty good. That thing they done with the 30th anniversary of Burn My Eyes was really good a few years ago. Enjoyed that. I had Vogue from Decapitated playing. So next up, a bit of new wave of British heavy metal, some obscure stuff. First up, Scarab with Don't Stare from their Rolling Like Thunder compilation album.
My own. as your thoughts give way to the peaceful sound of the night, and in your head someone saying, I love you. The journey is only beginning, and still in my mind I can hear someone singing of all of the things that they said life was bringing to you.
Like Scarab, that was Dark Star with Lady of Mars from the Dark Star debut album. A really great record if you ever see it there. Terrible album covers, as most of them new wave of British heavy metal albums did, but the proof's in the pudding with the music. So keeping it in the UK hardcore band Stupids, one of the very first hardcore bands I ever got into, the Van Stupid EP. But this is from the Jesus Meets the Stupid, I think it was their first full-length album, and it turned into a four-piece. And the guy, Tommy Stewart, used to write the and stuff, and you'd send letters back and forth and send you Texas Tom stickers. But anyway, this is Stupid Monday.
Yeah.
Calling Stupids, that was Spermbirds with You're Not a Punk from the Nothing to Prove album from the mid-80s. That was another staple in my cassette diet until I got the record years later, and then the CD with their first two albums on it. So it was absolutely great stuff. Tankard covered them, quite a lot of, a couple of metal bands actually covered, can't think of the other ones at the minute, but Tankard famously covered Try Again on the Morning After album. So thanks for listening. It's a good mixed bag of the night, I believe, and hopefully it'll get your weekend off to a good start and get you prepared for the long bike holiday weekend. For those of you who get it, those of you who don't, well, you'll just have to listen anyway and go back to work on Monday with a hangover. So to end tonight, going with a quietish one, a band I don't think I've ever played in the show before, Korn. I know they get a bad rap, but this is a track called Freakin' Lace, which is from their third album. It's a big hit. But this is a version from MTV Unplugged with Amy from Evanescence. Amy Lee. Couldn't think of her name there for a minute. I just think it's a really, really good, well-played song. You know, say what you will, but, you know, it's a good song. So until next time, look after yourselves.
I want to bring up Amy Lee.
Something takes a part of me, something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me, from me. Life's gotta always be missing with me.
You wanna see the light?
Can't they chill and let me be free?
So do I.
Can't I take away all this pain?
You wanna see the light?
I try to every night, all in vain, in vain. Sometimes I cannot take this place. Sometimes it's my life I can taste. Sometimes I cannot feel my face. You'll never see me far from grace. Something takes a part of me. Cannot take this place. Sometimes it's my life I can't taste. Sometimes I cannot feel my face. You'll never see me fall from grace.